Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. Though, unfortunately, he has been busy. Or fortunately, depending on how you look at it.
It's fortunately.
You've been busy with another project.
Right now, you're going to be short on cartoons a little bit, which I apologize for, but improved on good movies by
so
one.
You are trying your hand at directing and producing and writing. And probably...
Most of it. A little bit. So, I'm really not... The technical side is where I needed help, and I'm learning on that quite a lot because... You know, when you don't have a lot of money to do something, you kind of have to learn how to do it yourself. You know, you can't pay professionals to do it. I've got technical people who are some who are almost full time volunteers and things like that that are helping us do this. And it's like a team effort where everyone will get to share in the benefits of it at the end, as opposed to like an employee situation where
you're gonna do a profit split or something.
Yeah,
like that?
I think that's the idea. If the movie manages to make money, it is a first movie, but I'm confident it can make money actually. And the idea is everyone who's participating in it and has the faith to put into it to work on it now is potentially, you know, chance to share in the profits later.
So it's an investment for them.
It's also an investment in, you know, that is we're going to keep making movies. And the people, you know, whether or not this one is a success or not, we're going to learn from it and keep making movies. And so the idea is, and this is a team effort. I'm not the owner of these movies. I mean, I want this to be like a shared ownership thing. I am sort of helping to make them happen, me and Richard, another my partner, my co-writer and co-director and everything, and we're going to keep making these. So the people who have faith in us now to help us get this going on, we have without the budget to pay people, and also there's a lot of red tape that goes with paying. As soon as you have employees, oh my god! So there's that side too of it.
So you need to avoid that. That's good.
Yeah. So the people who have faith in us now and are willing to put some effort now to make this happen, when we're better experienced and have, you know, and can keep making movies, and then when people want to be in on it, we're going to look back at the people who are there for us now.
The people who are dedicated,
who
put the time in, because there's a lot of time involved.
There is.
Process.
You know, we're not looking for anyone to put anywhere near like a fraction of the amount of time that we have.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, the people who had the faith in us now to put a little effort in for us, they'll be the ones who, you know, have brownie points later when they want to, maybe if we ever get to a point where we can actually just hire people.
We're going to keep you up to date here on the show as to what's going on with Dale's movie. Can we tell people what it's called?
It's called Intense with an exclamation point. That's in the title.
So that's probably all we can say right now. You're in the filming stage.
It's a slasher flick.
You're in the filming stage, and eventually you think there's going to be a trailer out by, the end of the year? Or what do you think?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Absolutely a trailer by the end of the year. We'll probably have more than one trailer by the end of the year.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing that and telling our listeners that they can go and look at it. In the meantime, you can see some of Dale's cartoon work over at anarchyinyourhead.com. All right, we're going to take your phone calls about what you want. Christine is on the line in Colorado. Christine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hi, good evening, Dale, Ian. Thank you. Well, today you said it's Friday and open talk, and we could call in and talk about anything that we like.
Well, it's always a shameless plug,
but it's an interview I thought a lot of your listeners might find interesting. May I share it?
By all means, go right ahead.
All right. Well, one of the largest newspapers in Colorado interviewed me, and I, of course, came to their attention because I'm a candidate for the state house here. But this particular interview I wanted to share with your listeners because as a libertarian, I was able to talk about a lot of the things I'm normally not asked, and I thought it would be, something that a lot of them would find interesting. I mean, I talked about the freedom to protest, the sovereignty of our own bodies, unrestricted travel against all the military troops. So I was really able to go far beyond just like Colorado issues. So I wanted to invite everyone over to it because I think there's a general interest to it as for all libertarians. And you can find it over at my website, my campaign website, which is electchristinesmith.com. And once you're there, please click the media page. If you click the media page, once you're at electchristinesmith.com, it's going to be the first one there. And it was in the Pueblo Chieftain newspaper. And I was able to speak about, freedom riders, past and present, that, I've learned a lot from. I was able to talk about, the suspension of habeas corpus in our country. So really, I was able to talk a lot more than just the issues in my campaign, and I wanted to invite everyone to it.
I have to say, Christine, I think that I am not a fan of political involvement, but I think that it makes sense from the perspective of getting the ideas out there. I mean, had it not been for Harry Brown's campaign in the year 2000, I don't know if I would have found these ideas when I did. Maybe I would have eventually. I don't know. But it was thanks to his campaign that I did, and I know that obviously the Ron Paul campaign has brought a lot of people on board with the ideas of liberty, people who started with those ideas, kind of the very smallest of small government ideas, and then maybe found Free Talk Live through our interview of Ron Paul, or found other maybe more voluntarist kind of ideas through finding these political campaigns. So while I still believe firmly that politics is the least efficient way to achieve liberty in our lifetime, I think that there's real value in getting political campaigns going and putting the ideas out there.
Yeah, even I recognize that, and I'm very apolitical myself, but even I recognize that a lot of people are discovering ideas through that process.
Great, so, Christine, and I've always enjoyed your blogs. Are you still blogging over at christinesmith.us? Is
that yes, I do. Because of my campaign, I've done a little bit less, but yes, I still have. I got my blog. I'm trying to go into it. I do a lot on my Facebook page, quite a bit more there than anything in terms of the personal blogging. So I invite everyone to both of those. Find me on Facebook or the christinesmith.us. And if I may, I'd like to say, first of all, I think your point, Ian, is perfect, because it's I think that's the way for a lot of people, because regardless of the race, those ideas are getting out there. That's why I wanted to share this particular newspaper article, because of all the interviews I've done, this one gave me the greatest opportunity to share about all kinds of issues that, you know, people normally are not going to be exposed to. But, you know, and I understand you don't think that, you know, politics is the way to go, and it's a personal decision. But I look at it this way. I'll just say this, that if, and this is actually one of the very rare races in the United States where I have a very good chance of being elected. It's very different, and, it's actually a winnable race. It's pretty unique in that way.
Why do you say that? I mean, you're running as a libertarian. It seems like libertarians don't have any chance to win in any race.
I understand that, but in this particular race, we can tell I'm dividing the vote. It appears between the Republicans. We've got it's a very fiscally conservative district. And thus, when you got a Republican in there that votes like a Democrat most of the time, in my opinion, if you take a look at his race, you get a lot of the Republican support, and the Democrats want to defeat him, and they like my legalization of marijuana, and he's one of the ones that's most anti even medical marijuana. And I'm really dividing it, and it's really the first time this man has ever been challenged by someone seriously. I'm doing a far better campaign than anyone ever has against him. So it is actually going very well, and I invite people to that particular interview, and I'd ask libertarians out there, I sure could use your help. If you can pitch in, any amount is going to help. This is a very serious race, and
all right, Christine,
I got a lot of work today.
I'll give you one more plug for your website, and then you got to buy an advertising package.
All right. Thank you, Ian. ElectChristineSmith.com, and hit the media page to read that Pueblo Chieftain article. Thanks, Ian.
Very good. Thank you, and good luck out there. And if you bomb out, don't hesitate to get up here to New Hampshire, where you might have a better chance. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Dale, you used to do that stuff, right? The running for political office?
I used to do it. I did it.
Your eyes got so wide when I said that.
I did it like once. So, yes, I guess you could say
What did you run for?
I ran for state assembly in California.
So that's like a representative thing?
Yeah, it's like a representative. It's the state. It's the equivalent of like a representative here. They have an assembly and the Senate, the state Senate, mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah.
And was it for a libertarian? You were a Republican.
I was a Republican at the time. Yeah, I was always libertarian in mindset. I look back on it now. I just didn't think it was practical to be a libertarian.
Probably
you know, I would tell people all the time, and I have libertarians scoff at me the same way I scoff at Republicans now. But I would have libertarians scoff at me when I said, well, I just feel like, you know, the most expedient thing to do is to get Republicans to become more libertarian.
How'd that work out?
To move Republicans in the libertarian direction. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm here now, so.
1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. More coming up.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, bringing up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Those features include our listening options. Live streams, we've got them. 24/7, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live online in broadband or dial-up flavors. Plus, our webcam is available, as well as listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in, or again, around the clock to Free Talk Live. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now then, John Shaw and Osborne from Think Twice Productions have teamed up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux to present a brave new epic video, The Sunset of the State. See it now at thinktwicenews.com. Dale, I know you've been busy. You've had a lot on your hands. Have you had a chance to see The Sunset of the State yet?
I believe I did see that one.
It was posted over at freekeen.com as well recently because I just thought it was so great.
Yeah, I think it's being featured on my channel. It's just the title that I'm not sure about, but I think I featured that one on my channel.
It's where Stefan Molyneux points out how when you start with a flawed premise, you get all kinds of really effed up conclusions, and he talks about how, you know, back in the...
He uses the analogy of the how people thought the Earth was the center of the universe and how you do all these complicated algorithms for everything rotated around the Earth.
Just to try to explain what they were seeing going on in the sky.
Right.
And they were just wrong from the beginning, and so they were really, really wrong as they were trying to figure everything else out.
Kept building on more and more complicated algorithms to make it work. When in fact, when all of a sudden you put the sun at the center, or the center of the solar system, not the universe, but if you put the sun at the center of the solar system, all of a sudden everything's just going in a circle. And it's simple. You just fix the flawed premise, and all of a sudden it made more sense.
So he compares that to the government, the flawed premise that it's somehow acceptable to use force against peaceful people to get them to do what you want them to or not do what you don't want them to. And he points out how that has created, that flawed premise has created
all
kinds of
problems. It really is bass-ackwards, if you think about it, because the idea is that, you know, usually the justification for government is to maintain peace and law and order. And it really is counterintuitive to aggress against people in order to maintain peace and law and order.
Yep.
It's like breaking the law to maintain law. It is a vast backwards concept, and so it's the kind of thing that you ought to be looking at this flawed premise at the core of it if you want to fix it.
So see the video yourself at thinktwicenews.com. Share it with some friends. I thought it was great. It was one of those things that I think people who are maybe new to these ideas should see. Like, it could be an aha moment for a lot of people.
That's what I was thinking. I think, you know, it's hard to say because I'm the choir, so to speak.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
You're preaching to the choir, but so it's hard for me to be completely unbiased, but I just thought it was a brilliant video for depicting, you know, the idea.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to bring up whatever is on your mind. Hey, a quick update on a story we touched on several weeks ago out of Florida where there was this bong bill that has made it illegal for shops, smoke shops down there who are making more than 25% of revenue from the sale of bongs, pipes, and smoking paraphernalia. So basically any head shop in the state of Florida has been targeted by this bong bill. And a group of Florida smoke shop owners are now suing to quash the state's bong bill. As we explain what it does, the 30 shops have joined in the litigation against the law, which took effect July 1st. They claim it's not only hurting business, it's also hurting tax revenues. This act is a dismal failure, according to one of the lawyers representing the stores. He told the Sun Sentinel that you can't have these shop owners held responsible for the intent of someone else, in that they sell these bongs. They don't call them bongs. They call them water pipes.
And for tobacco.
That's the intention, that you will be smoking something that is not a prohibited substance out of this. Of course, everybody knows otherwise. But nonetheless, that's how they are sold. While just a misdemeanor, violators of the law could face up to a year in jail. Smoke shop owners argue the bongs aren't even used for smoking in some instances and instead are used as decoration. But supporters of the bill, including St. Petersburg Representative Daryl Rusan, who sponsored it, says it's a charade for the owners to claim that the paraphernalia isn't used for drugs. Rusan, a former drug user himself, says he's trying to fight what he views as rampant drug use in the state. He said the shops need to sell tobacco if they're going to call them tobacco shops. He said, I used to brag, take me to any city in America and I'll take you to the head shop and get a nice pipe to smoke. The law allows them to call themselves tobacco shops, yet 80% of them don't sell a stick of tobacco. And now, as though smoking tobacco is somehow going, you know, a good thing just because it's legal. And Daryl Rusan, by the way, we had on this show If you go to the Free Talk Live guest page, and this was before, I guess, he was elected as a so-called representative there in St. Pete, but we actually had him on to talk about the war on drugs and prohibition, and, of course, he was opposing us. We opposed prohibition, and he's in favor of it. As a former, he's like one of those people that's been so abused by the system. When he was a drug user, he was abused, so, and he believes that it was right that he was abused, and so now he wants to perpetuate that abuse against other people.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more from Daryl Rusan, you can go to our guest page at guests.freetalklive.com. And the guests are in alphabetical order, so just go on down the page, you'll find them there. Shop owners like Jay Work of Grateful Jays in Margate say the law is one toke over the line. The way the whole thing is written is unconstitutional, Work told the Sun Sentinel. There's no business in the country that has a cap on how much you can sell. It's like telling Pfizer that no more than 25% of their income can come from Viagra because it's sex-related. And what does Rusan really believe? Does he really believe that if they were to successfully shut down these tobacco shops or these head shops, that all of a sudden pipes would just disappear, that it would be impossible for a marijuana smoker would be able to go out and get themselves a bag of pot off the black market but not find a bowl to smoke it out of? I mean, come on. And the
idea. Just expand the market, the underground market for it.
Oh, it totally would. Drug dealers would then have pipes in their bag of tricks, right? Yeah. They would have the drugs and the ways to consume them. They would sell it all, and then a glass pipe would, instead of being $20 at the bong shop, would be $100 from the drug dealer.
And someone will break into a car and take a stereo to pay for it.
And you would think that someone like Rusan would know this. Somebody who has been a drug user, somebody who's been involved in the black market, was he just so messed up in the head at the time that he was unaware of what was transpiring around him and how the black market works and operates? Because you can't stop this stuff. Go ahead. Keep trying to crack down on people and watch what happens. The only thing that will change is that drug users will be put in a more dangerous circumstance in order to acquire the things they need to use the drugs. That's all that's going to change. They'll have to get it from the black market instead of friendly dealers that are willing to sell clean pipes. Who knows what kind of pipes you're going to buy? We know that there are bad things that happen. Drugs, for instance, are adulterated. They are cut. A lot of drugs are cut with things that could be dangerous. You get questionable quality levels and things like that. So what kind of things would happen to paraphernalia if it were sold on the black market? Maybe nothing, but maybe you'd get a dirty pipe or perhaps they'd just be so cheap they'd break all the time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So good luck to the bongs, the smoke shop owners down there in Florida. I hate to get involved in some sort of litigation, right? It's just an icky thing to do. It seems wrong to even get involved in that system. But what else are they supposed to do? They're having their livelihoods ripped out from under them by this legislation.
Yeah, I just have no faith in it. I mean, I don't have any faith in the political process. I don't have any faith in litigation. I've seen courts just make insane decisions, so I don't trust them.
There's more coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, attorneys or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it over at news.freetalklive.com. You can also you can sign up for our emailed updates. You can receive the Twitter updates. You can get the Facebook posts as well. So whichever delivery method works best for you, we've got them. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. In fact, I just sent an update during the show for those that weren't able to listen live to announce our brand new affiliate in Maui, down in Hawaii. You can go and get the details at news.freetalklive.com. And welcome again to everybody listening down in the Maui area to AM 900 KNUI, the talk of Maui. All right, so we're going to continue here, take your phone calls about anything. Also, I want to remind you that to get your Liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out and let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. As we go to your phone calls, Kirk is listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, Ian and Dale.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, wanted to just mention that we are starting up a school here in Hooksett, New Hampshire. It's called the Informal University. We don't offer any degrees. There are no state certifications or anything like that, just good, wholesome knowledge that allows people to think for themselves and do things for themselves. So we're starting our registration process tomorrow at www.informalu.org. And we're just excited about it.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned this earlier this week. People are basically going to be kind of co-teaching, co-learning, where you're going to have folks come in and just kind of, I guess, give people a rundown on what their expertise is? How's it going to work out?
You know, what we're doing is we've got a variety of instructors who all have their own separate area of expertise. Ranges from, one gentleman who knows everything there is to know about computer programming, a guy who knows about, how to design websites, to another guy who knows how to play blues guitar, to yoga instructors and foreign language instructors. Each one of these people is going to be sharing their knowledge and at the same time probably learning from other instructors. We found that a lot of our people who are going to be teaching classes are also interested in taking some of the class.
So how does it work? The teacher says, okay, I'm willing to talk about this, and I have this ability to do it at this time of day or during this point in the week, and then you kind of, schedule the class, and then people sign up for it? How does that pan out?
Schedule a class, and people sign up for it. It's, of course, open to anybody, people who are native to New England, and, also people who have recently moved here, of course. It just gives an opportunity for people to pass their knowledge around to each other. I think, personally, one of the biggest components of freedom is knowing how to do stuff for yourself, whether it's, grow your own garden and grow your own foods, or know how to start your own business. And we're going to be teaching things like that to anyone who wants to come out and learn how to do stuff.
So what was the website again?
It's www.informalu.org, and the registration starts tomorrow.
Now, how much does it cost? What does it cost to go to one of these classes?
It's basically going to be about $10 per student hour. So if you're taking a one-hour class that runs for 5 weeks, it's going to be about $50. It's pretty reasonable.
And the money goes where?
Well, the money goes partially to the instructors and partially to the organization, which is the Informal University that pays for, the space that we're teaching the classes in and the people who are organizing the whole thing.
And what kind of space do you have? Like an industrial warehouse or something like that? Where are you renting?
No. Actually, we're in Hooksett. We're doing this, I don't want to say an official partnership with, but in semi-partnership with the Scholars Academy, which is a private gifted school there in Hooksett, and much credit to them for letting us use some of their space.
So now the Scholars Academy was actually started by some liberty activists up here in New Hampshire, is that right?
Yep, exactly.
So they've already acquired their space, and then you guys are kind of doing it after hours? Is that the plan?
They're using it in the daytime, and we're using it in the evening.
Very sharp. That's a good idea, because if they are renting something or they've purchased something and they're only using it a portion of the time, then they're not maximizing the value out of that investment. So they turn it over to you guys, and you're basically subleasing from them.
Exactly.
Very sharp.
Good work out for everybody.
I think that's great, and maybe if this is a success, maybe y'all can see some, some satellite offices opening up in other places across New Hampshire as a possible future expansion. Because for me, driving to Hooksett is a little bit out of the way.
Well, I think it's out of the way for a couple people, but it is convenient to Concord. It's convenient to Manchester and Derry and Londonderry. Also, pretty convenient to the seacoast. But at the same time. Our next step will probably be offering some online classes and then opening up some branch opportunities there.
That's fantastic. I think that's excellent. It's really a self-starting kind of thing that you guys have got going on. And do you think something like this is possible anywhere outside of New Hampshire? Do you need a lot of people to get this going? I see there are a bunch of classes listed here on the website. Is this something that can be duplicated?
Could it be duplicated? Absolutely, yes. But it helps to have a community like the Free State Project, sort of have a bunch of people that you know and have a like mindset with to say, hey, what do you guys know about? What would you like to teach? What would you like to share with the community? And, obviously that helps us get going and helps us expand this much more quickly than otherwise we might be able to.
That's great. That's pretty cool, man. Informalu.org for folks that are interested in learning more about that. And, Kirk, thanks for sharing that with us tonight. It's an interesting activist idea, and I think you're probably going to have everything from, I'm looking here, everything from, like you're saying, yoga to home brewing to guerrilla videography. So certainly some things here could be very useful for an activist that's looking to kind of expand their repertoire, or just somebody who's looking to learn some new techniques or whatever. I mean, it's not just an activist thing. It's just an all-around thing.
It's an all-around thing, and it's something that, whether or not you want to be on the cutting edge of being activist, or if you just want to be a little more self-sufficient in your own life, that you can probably find something. We're also very open. If somebody's got a class that they'd like us to teach, we'll find an instructor, and we'll teach that class as long as there's a market demand for it.
Cool. Kirk, thanks for the heads up on that. It's an interesting idea, and it's really one of those things that becomes more possible, and neat things like this become possible as activists get together here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Thanks for the call tonight. FreeStateProject.org, of course, you can go there and learn more about this movement, which is full of amazing doers, people that put things together, that get out there and they do as much activism as they possibly can. And I think that we're going to see more people obviously moving here, but a lot of the people that are here now are going to become more active over the years, because it seems to me, at least this has been my impression, and Dale, you've been here for a while now, so it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts. But I was talking with Sam the other night about kind of where things are here in New Hampshire and where they've been in the past and, you know, where things are going to. And I've seen a lot of change in the last 4 years that that I've been here. It's gone from just a handful of folks and not much going on to a bunch of people with lots of socializing happening. And it seems like there's a lot of socializing going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's some activism happening for sure. It's the biggest liberty activism movement out there, hands down. But I feel like we're in kind of in a stage where relationships are being built, and that socializing is very important for these people, because essentially you've got a group of folks that have come together and they don't know each other. You know, they've come from all across the country. They've come from around the world in some cases to come here to New Hampshire to get active. And that socializing is going to be an important factor in building bonds that are going to last a lifetime, to where people can then get to know each other and know what, you know, each individual is interested in and wants to do, and start brainstorming ideas more effectively to get out and do more effective activism in various different kind of veins and methods. And I think that especially because one of the things we're dealing with is a lot of the people that have moved here early have been maybe more unattached folks that are – they don't have significant other –
people who could move the easiest.
No family.
You know, and more families are starting to move, and people are – you know, what I'm seeing is people who are in a position where it's more effort to move, those people are now going to that effort and moving. People with families and jobs and things like that.
Yeah, and that's going to change things. Because, right, a lot of the people are so busy with their jobs, they don't have time for a whole lot else besides the occasional social activity and occasional activism. But as those people get more settled in, create more wealth for themselves, I think we'll start to see them really dig in with more and better activism. Of course, we need you here, too. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but there's just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support this program, one of the ways you can do it is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the program and get on more radio stations around the country, more internet listeners, bring them on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, here's a story that I found. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm going to throw it out there, Dale, and we'll see what you think. The story is from LifeScience.com, where they're saying that our personalities stay pretty much the same throughout our lives, from our early childhood years to after we're over the hill, according to a new study. The results show personality traits observed in children as young as first grade are a strong predictor of adult behavior. According to Christer Nave, the doctoral candidate at the University of California, Riverside, he says, "We remain recognizably the same person. This speaks to the importance of understanding personality because it does follow us wherever we go across time and contexts." The study will be published in an upcoming issue of the Journal of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science. Using data from a 1960s study of approximately 2,400 ethnically diverse schoolchildren, grades 1 through 6 in Hawaii, researchers compared teacher personality ratings of the students with videotaped interviews of 144 of those individuals 40 years later. They examined four personality attributes: talkativeness, called verbal fluency; adaptability, that is, they cope well with new situations, or how well they cope; impulsiveness; and self-minimizing behavior, that is, essentially being humble to the point of minimizing one's importance. Among the findings, talkative youngsters tended to show interest in intellectual matters, speak fluently, try to control situations, and exhibit a high degree of intelligence as adults. Children who rated low in verbal fluency were observed as adults to seek advice, give up when faced with obstacles, and exhibit an awkward interpersonal style. Children rated as highly adaptable tended as middle-aged adults to behave cheerfully, speak fluently, and show interest in intellectual matters. Those who rated low in adaptability as children were observed as adults to say negative things about themselves, to seek advice, and exhibit an awkward interpersonal style. Students rated as impulsive were inclined to speak loudly, display a wide range of interests, and be talkative as adults. Less impulsive kids tended to be fearful or timid, kept others at a distance, and expressed insecurity as adults. Children characterized as self-minimizing were likely to express guilt, seek reassurance, say negative things about themselves, and express insecurity as adults. Those who are ranked low on a self-minimizing scale tended to speak loudly, show interest in intellectual matters, and exhibit condescending behavior as adults. Changing personality. Previous research has suggested that while our personalities can change, it's not an easy undertaking. Personality is a part of us, a part of our biology, said the researcher. Life events still influence our behaviors, yet we must acknowledge the power of personality in understanding future behavior as well. Future research will help us understand how personality is related to behavior, as well as examine the extent to which we may be able to change our personality, they said. So at first glance, what do you think of the idea that you're the same person you were when you were in first grade?
No way. I don't think so. I was a really shy, you know, not popular kid. I was probably what they'd call the self-minimizing, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'd call myself self-minimizing, but, I mean, I definitely have changed dramatically since I was a kid. 40 years for me is, well, I'm only barely over 40 now, so I would say that it's pretty dramatically different. Just speaking for myself. Now, trends, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, I think it's an interesting look. Now, I mean, they only looked at 144 of the 2,400 students. I mean, the original study in the 1960s, they looked at 2,400 kids, and they were only able to find, you know, 144 of them 40 years later.
I wonder how well they did, you know, really for a study to be done very well, it needs to be essentially triple blind. You know, it's like you need to have someone who's gathering the data, someone else who's analyzing the data and not even knowing what they're looking for.
Hmm.
Like not only should they not know what the other data is, like which students and how they were as kids, but they should also not even know what exactly they're looking for. They should just, you know.
Yeah, we don't have those details on how the study was actually carried out.
You know, there's a lot of bad science out there. So
they're right here. I mean, where they say that talkative youngsters tended to show interest in intellectual matters, speak fluently, and try to control situations, exhibit a high degree of intelligence as adults. I find that interesting. I mean, just because you're talkative, that means you're more likely to be smart down the line. I mean, some people talk a lot and they don't have a lot that's too smart to say.
That's just it. I mean, it seems like some of the quiet kids are the ones that end up growing up to be really brilliant in certain areas. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's. I mean, certainly that was my observation in school, was that some of the more introverted children were the smarter ones. The talkative ones were not necessarily.
Like they weren't focused. You know, it's like the quieter kids were focused on maybe their academics and things more than the talkative kids that are popular and doing, you know, being sociable at school and not learning as much.
This one, I think, makes a little more sense. The one where they're saying the children rated as highly adaptable, tended as middle-aged adults to behave cheerfully, speak fluently, and show interest in intellectual matters. That kind of makes sense. Like, if you're able to roll with the changes, so to speak, if you're highly adaptable, you'd be more likely to be happier on down the line when dealing with change, and as opposed to having a difficult time with when change happens, having a difficult time with it, beating up on yourself, as they're saying here, that those who are not highly adaptable, those who are low adaptability, were observed to say negative things about themselves, to exhibit an awkward interpersonal style. That one to me kind of makes a little bit more sense. Students rated as impulsive were inclined to speak loudly. Less impulsive kids tended to be fearful or timid, kept others at a distance, and expressed insecurity as adults. You know, I have to say that I've changed a lot in the last 10 years, let alone since I was in first grade.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I've changed a lot in 5 years. And I remember thinking when I was between the ages of 18 and, say, 22, I remember thinking about, at that time in my life, how much I'd changed since I was 18. So, I mean, just a few years, I think, can make a significant difference in someone's life. So I think to just generalize so much about what people are going to be like from an early age, it doesn't give people enough credit. I feel like
just in the last 5 years, not even that much, my interpersonal skills have improved so much. I mean, just sort of how I judge, how I gauge people, and how I'm able to, like, you know, I can kind of, in terms of being able to sense how people might have certain, react a certain way to certain things, and I learn how to work with that to get along with that person better, you know? Like, if you know someone is really sensitive to a certain thing, and you have a sense for what sets someone off or what, and we learn how to get what we want from people, like have a good relationship with someone by figuring out this is what makes that person happy. If I provide that, they're more likely to do what makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's things like that that I feel like I've developed in the last few years that, you know, just in the last few years, this made me a completely different person.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, I mean, sure. Well, they say, well, it's just harder. Well, okay, sure. You know, maybe you have a natural tendency for a certain thing, but.
Yeah, and maybe they do acknowledge that they believe that personalities can change, and I agree with them that it's not necessarily an easy undertaking, especially if you're making an effort. If you identify something about yourself that you don't like, and maybe a habit or a certain aspect of your personality that you decide that you want to change,
you know, I think
that can
be
challenging.
I think you just nailed it. Is for us to change dramatically, we have to not like our old self.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say, that means you have to own something about yourself, that yes, I am.
Maybe you are this.
Yeah, I have a problem. You have to say there's something that I'm not good at, and maybe there's something that's there's some issue that I actually am. You have to accept the problem first before you can actually address it and get better in that area. You know, if you have bad communication skills, then you have to accept that maybe, you know, you have a problem there, or
look into ways to change that.
Yeah.
And then look into ways to modify your behavior. Look at the techniques, simple things that you can do you have to be aware of the problem in order to change it, to solve it in the first place. And you have to be consistently aware of it when you're doing it, when you're engaging in it. And mm-hmm. sometimes that can sometimes you can do it on your own. Sometimes you'll need the assistance of somebody else to say, hey, you're doing that again.
Yeah.
You know?
And when someone does that, you're usually inclined to have a problem with them.
But
you know?
if you've asked them to do it, asked them to help you with
let
it.
Let me know if I start doing that, you let me know and just remind me. You know.
So that is about all the time we have for tonight. Dale, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
Normally here on Friday nights. Extra important tonight. Appreciate you being here. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. I believe Curtis will be joining us to fill in Mark's chair on our Saturday edition. So we'll see you then. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And, yeah, don't feel like you are the same person you were when you were in first grade. If you do feel that way, maybe you should work on changing it, because I wouldn't want to be whoever I was when I was in first grade. I can't remember it.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.